Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And of course, right now, we have this on the line, Barry Shavis. He's going to be talking about what's going on in Israel. And if you're watching what's happening over there, lots of exciting things are going on. For instance, the United Arab Emirates has announced that if the United States attacks Iran, they cannot use any bases in the United Arab Emirates, for that attack. And the same thing has been said of Pakistan. Pakistan has said that Iran is its friend, and it certainly will stand by its long-term friends rather than its erstwhile friends. And if the United States attacks Iran, despite the fact we're giving them some $600 million a year, that we won't be able to use their air bases there. And then, of course, Russia has come out just this last 24 hours with an intelligence report saying the United States is massing troops and concentrating on the Iranian border as if massing for an attack. As you know, of course, we have all the aircraft carriers. The John Stennis Aircraft Carrier Task Force arrived just yesterday in the Persian Gulf. So that gives us the Eisenhower Air Force the Strike Group, the John Stennis Air Force Air Carrier Strike Group, and then the Boxer Strike Group. Nobody wants to talk about the Boxer, but it is an older aircraft carrier with it has 8 associated ships, and of course it carries a large contingent of Marines that can be very, very readily landed. Whether it has fighter planes on it or simply large numbers of helicopters for transporting those Marines, I'm not certain. But the Boxer was there as well, and we never mentioned that there's another carrier strike force that's been there for some time. And then there are French naval forces, there are British naval forces, and then with all of that power there, the Iranians, for some unknown reason, seize a small British ship and imprison 15 British sailors and naval personnel and don't want to give them back, and they've created a crisis. Why would you do something like that? This could flare up the whole conflict there in both the Near East and the Middle East. And with that as a background, good evening, Barry. How are you doing?
Yeah, I was thinking the same things you were about the capture of the sailors, and what a good excuse that would be to have some sort of military operation to rescue them. I was considering what they were doing there in the first place, probably knowing their commanders knew they would be captured, and or the Iranians were waiting for them. Either way, it certainly is an unmilitary operation, and it's going to lead to something. If the Iranians don't give them back, somebody is going to start shooting off weapons in Iran. So we've got that set up, you're right. But I worry about Israel. I mean, little old Israel is being utterly destroyed while Iran is at the focus of the next world war. Israel had another very bad week. Every week is getting worse, it seems. This week, of course, we continue with the murders of the rabbis and their families from Judea and Samaria. This week, Rabbi Tikvi Stiskin, he was the son of the rabbi of Maon, a community next to Hebron. He and his wife suddenly veered into a truck. That's what they all do. They Oh, I hear the muse.
Well, I think the music coming, but you should see Barry Shemesh's list of all the Israelis who've been killed recently.
The Bible says, want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, if any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast. This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and Barry has published a list of all of the Jewish patriots who've been murdered recently, and the number keeps increasing all the time. Well, you remember right after John Kennedy was killed, there's a book, it's called The Disappearing Witnesses. There were over 100 people here in the United States were killed who knew something about or were associated with the Kennedy assassination. Certainly Monica Lewinsky had a list of over 50 people who had dealings with Bill Clinton, who had died under very mysterious circumstances, and the names of a number of them come to mind, at the present time. This sort of thing goes on. We know that, for instance, in Russia, in the last few months, over 20 reporters have been just shot, killed by Putin's government. And the president says he looked in Putin's eyes. He knew he was a man he could be trusted to. But he didn't say to do what. And there's no question that Putin's government is killing people in Russia. And there's no question that they're killing Jewish patriots in Israel. And there's no question in my mind that they have in the past killed patriots here in America. So you pick up the story there.
Well, in Israel, it's I've been writing about the murder of these rabbis for many years. I have a book called Save Israel. The first chapter is the murder of the rabbis. Let's get this over with. All my books, but one, are at lulu.com. You go www.lulu.com, write Shamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H in search, and you can get Save Israel, and you'll read that I've been writing about the deliberate destruction of the strongest voices of rebellion in Judea and Samaria. And not just them, their families. And I've been writing about this, but now the cuckoo birds running Israel, the mafia running Israel, have gone nuts. They've just been wiping them out for the last 3 weeks. A number were connected to the Rabin assassination. Rabin's anesthesiologist, Daniel Neve, was shot through the head in his car, and nobody in Israel is demanding to know who did it or why. It's not like you get a doctor rubbed out every day. You have the Harshefi and Elon families, which I may return to. It's very significant. Margalit Harshefi sat in prison for 9 months because she knew Yigal Amir. The Ginsburg family, his grandson, was again murdered by a swerving car. He sat in jail for many months after the Rabin assassination, refusing to recant his belief that it was not a terrible thing. Excuse me. All these people connected with Rabin started dying again, or again, family members of people connected with Rabin, and then you had the rabbis getting killed all over again. Now, Dr. Daisy Stern in Israel went through the statistics of what the odds would be. One statistic is of interest, that there have been 6 Rebbetzin, that is, wives of rabbis, killed in the last 3 weeks in Judea and Samaria. And she took the Israeli stats for how many people die on the roads. And in order for that to happen, the odds are absolutely too remote to be considered as possible. There had to have been murder involved in here. Now, the murder of Rabbi Sitchin, I have Stiskin. He has a difficult name for me, but nonetheless, I sent it out with my email message yesterday. There's a picture of the car. It was going about 100 miles an hour. It's a complete wreck, and I'll say it again. They're doing something with the vehicle. And now I'm going to tell you why with the second sabotage of my car in Israel. I told you in the last show about my trip to Beit Shemesh and my tire caving in and my brakes going out and the whole gathering where I was speaking. Well, at least one very large van full of them went out to the car after my speech and we recorded it, and it was some topic among certain people in Israel. Well, they repaired my car, and 2 days later, I was sabotaged again. This time, I was going to Tel Aviv to sell books, and now it's lucky this didn't happen on the highway. I turned the car very sharply, and all of a sudden, I didn't have brakes, I didn't have lights, all the electricity was gone. I was driving in the middle of the street without electricity. Now, again, I managed to coast the car to a stop and call a tow truck, and I brought it back to be examined. Somebody had wrapped the wires, my electrical wires, around the steering column, and when I made a sharp turn, I yanked out the electricity in the car. This happened to me 2 days after the car was repaired from the Beit Shemesh near a disaster. I don't know why I'm alive. I'll tell you something. I'm thinking about this stuff because I'm away from Israel. Within Israel, I just accepted the risks until they became abnormally high, and I ran for it. But nonetheless, people have been trying to shut me up as well, and they're doing the same thing to the cars of these rabbis. There is no question in my mind that you could make a car speed up or turn into an oncoming vehicle if that's what you want to do to rig a car. And that's why how these rabbis are dying. That's the answer. Now, again, look at the vehicle, the one I sent out yesterday. That rabbi was not driving that fast on his road. None of the rabbis were driving as fast as their cars hit. And this is what's happening in Israel. Now, I can go into the, and I think I will go into the details a little later if we have time, but Arutz Sheva, the internet site and the news group reported on this story, and to my utter shock, most of, there were 14 responses right after the death was announced. Half of them were talking murders. More than half. And I printed those out, and I sent them off, and within seconds, there were now 20 comments on the story, all saying Barry Chambers was right, Barry Chambers was right, it is murder, and then no more. Arutz Sheva censored the responses to the story. They would not let the massive majority of readers express themselves over this story. And I would really like to know what's going on there. They don't want to save their rabbis? Is there something beyond comprehension going on? Now, indeed, these are Zionists. These people cannot believe that Jews would kill Jews. In principle, they can't believe it. And it's getting them into serious, serious problems. But something happened this week, and I'll go into the fact, I'm going to say it first before we do Chumash. The Asia Council, that government-infiltrated organization, which I have proven was working to prevent any settler from getting to Gaza and helping the Gush Katif settlers. And I have been sending out this quote by the head of the Asia Council, Betsy Lieberman, testimony at the Lieberman trial, Avigdor Lieberman's trial, that he worked with the police to make sure the settlers did not get to Gush Katif. Well, in response to all the dead rabbis, well, they've started a safe driving campaign. All the settler youth, the teenagers, are going to remind Israelis to drive safely. I said, okay, this place is absolutely screwball. This Israel, they have lost all sense of direction. The infiltration is so complete that they start a safe driving campaign. That's the reaction to the loss of the leading members of the rabbinical community of Yehuda and Shomron in the last 3 weeks, is a safe driving campaign. Now, this story continues. There was a very strange coincidence. Now, I wondered about the Chumash. 3,000 settlers managed to get to the abandoned Sumerian town of Chumash and vowed never to leave until it was rebuilt. They were out within a day and a half. They slept one night. The police said enough is enough, and they voluntarily stuck their hands in the air and walked into the boxcars. It was a pathetic display, which proved to everybody just how weak Jewish nationalism is and just how awful our police and army is. They're suppressing these Jews in a way that's unbelievable, and we'll talk about that soon, the real threat to Israel. But again, Condoleezza Rice came to Israel on the same day that the Chumash demonstration took place, and I said to myself, is there anything connected in this? Where did this Chumash protest erupt from? It's only been like a week and a half, 2 weeks that I heard they were going to do it. And they certainly did it badly. And the army let them do it badly. There's a big question in Israel, why did the army permit them to go to Chumash in the first place? And I think the answer was in Jerusalem, that Condoleezza Rice was there, and she would have felt a lot more secure if all the protesters were in Chumash than in Jerusalem. Because someday, they're going to wake up, and when Condoleezza Rice comes to Jerusalem, her life is going to be in danger. So far.
We'll be back. Just hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Sammons right here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibility.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tieri. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Israel, and people find it so difficult to believe that there would be people working at the highest echelons of the Israeli government. They're intent upon destroying Israel, and yet there are, and that's why they've negotiated away so much of their land and pulled their people out of Gaza and Gush Katif, and now they want to pull the settlers out of Samaria and literally cut the country in almost in two and give the terrorists a base right in the very middle. They can fire in both directions. And militarily, why Israel will no longer have a defensible border. That's what it's all about. These people seem to be working hand in glove with the leaders in New York City of the Council on Foreign Relations and this whole world occult movement intent upon a new world order and the destruction of Israel. Would you agree or disagree with that, Barry?
Yeah, that summarizes about everything.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll give the details.
All right.
The detail is that Condoleezza Rice came to Jerusalem, and the army let the protesters, some of the protesters, they also stopped every single car and bus trying to get to Chumash. There might have been 50,000 people who would have come there. We'll never know, because it was a police state in the West Bank, and every little community was blocked. They used thousands of soldiers and police, and I'll tell you why that's a crime, because the energy of Israel is being wasted now before the end. But nonetheless, Condoleezza Rice, after ordering Olmert publicly this time to accept the full Arab position, the Saudi position, which means no more immigration, no more Israel, it means, that's what it means, and then safe, that no one actually surrounded her and put an end to this CFR nonsense. She's on her way to the airport. The order comes through on the walkie-talkie. Now get rid of those Chumash protesters. And that's what they did. Look, it was a phony protest in every sense, but what it did, the will of the Jews is now so sapped. I mean, we're talking the absolute heart of Israel, the religious Zionists, is absolutely destroyed. The Arabs are hungry to destroy Israel, and Israel doesn't have any will to survive, and that's not a good combination. Now, we're talking again, we're back to the destruction of religious Zionism. It won't exist soon. You know, and this was a very, very strong movement until the war against it really got hot. Gush Katif was it. That broke their spirit. At Chumash, they had a chance to actually try and stay in one spot for something, but they walked into the boxcars, and the whole nation saw. And they saw the brave settlers as cowards. This is how the country is now looking at them. And they are not going to be fighting in the IDF with any heart. And the secular Jews, who really in huge numbers are taking ecstasy and going to raves, and they pull them out of clubs and put uniforms on them, they're not going to be able to fight very well either. And here's what they're going to be fighting against. The worst army in Israeli history, despite better equipment and so forth, it's the worst organized and run army in Israeli history. They don't even have equipment that anyone took care of. They're giving soldiers just bad equipment. And that didn't used to be Israel, at least not to this level. We all have stories about how bad the army was when we were in the army. But it was not at this level. This army, here's what it's going to face. We discovered something really new and awful this week. We discovered that Jordan, our peace partner, has joined Egypt, our other peace partner, in supporting the upcoming war. We discovered that the Hussein family have very, very close ties with Khalid Mashal, who, by the way, was once headquartered in Amman. Now he's in Damascus. and that they have come up with a deal with the TLO to give them all the missiles they want.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here with Barry Shamitz as we talk about the demise of Israel. We'll be back in just a moment.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest, of course, is Barry Shamitz. We're talking about the tragic situation that was taking place over in Israel as the people begin to lose heart. Now, I saw the same thing when I lived in South Africa. People who said they would never, of course, give up the control of their country and turn it over to the blacks. As unjust as the system was, they were gradually doing away with the injustice there and doing away with apartheid and beginning to integrate the society, but never, of course, what's happened today. And then with the effect of television and the media, of course, constantly beating them down, the South African, the proud South African, the South African who had survived, sitting in that barren country for almost 200 years, they just gave up. We're seeing the same thing in Israel today, but we're also seeing the same thing here in America today. They're playing games with the minds of the Israeli people, but they're playing games with the minds of the American people. They know how to manipulate us, and they're doing a great job. Go right ahead, Barry.
To catch you people up, if anyone is enjoying this show, I put up 7 new shows. This, by the way, is thanks to a very nice producer of yours, Ari Goldberg.
Right.
And you go to my website. By the way, I've met Ari and stayed in his home. So it was a super great gift of his. You go to my website, and it's www.thebarrychamish.com. thebarrychamish.com, thebarrychamishwebsite.com. Go into shows and re-listen to what I've been saying, because this is really an ongoing drama. And every week it's just so much worse. This week we discovered that Jordan is participating in the war. All the Arab states are now participating in the war to wipe out Israel, every one of them. Now, what the Jordanians have permitted is an amazingly awful salvo of, I don't know how many thousand rockets. Nobody's telling us. But they've been all been going to the PLO, and they've been going, I suppose, in the West Bank, if they're someone else besides Fatah, they've been giving weapons as well. And worse than that, the PLO have opened up an artillery factory in Ramallah, and they apparently have really, really improved their artillery. Now, look at the pictures from Chumash. You'll see them if you go to the IsraelNationalNews.com site. They're the site that banned the comments on the dead people. Saying congratulations, Barry Chamish. I had about 12 comments, and then they stopped the website. Nonetheless, they have pictures of Chumash. Look at Tel Aviv from Chumash. Look at Tel Aviv. Chumash is opposite the coast. The entire hills, the entire Sumerian hills, are the only thing protecting Netanya and Tel Aviv from being smashed with artillery. And why they had to knock down the town, and why they had to make 1,500 people homeless is beyond anybody's guess. But right now, the planned attack on Israel will not just be the flimsy qassams of Hamas. Hezbollah, meaning Syria and Iran, will be joined by Egypt supporting Hamas with medium-range rockets, and they haven't shot them yet. They're waiting for the right moment. But worse, Jordan, the last peace partner to go, is in on the war. The Arabs are not going to fight the next war half-heartedly. They're going to fight it to win, and they're going to win. They're simply going to overwhelm Israel with one coordinated attack from every direction but the West. Israel is going to be smashed. And we now know the war plans. We know the Arabs are involved in these war plans. We know they're coordinating everything together. We know they brought the Jordanians back for at least the last couple of years, supplying the PLO with rockets. They have also supplied the PLO with an artillery factory. Israel has not got a prayer against this. Now, what are they doing? Why, they're taking their army, thousands of them, to make sure that Chumash doesn't get any protesters. What, are they mad? Are they absolutely mad? They're dividing the country, and they know it. The soldiers are brainwashed. I've talked to soldiers from the other side. They sit in classes. They learn about the Rabin assassination the way the government intended it to go, not the true story. And they look at the settlers and they call them Rabin killers. These soldiers are not Jews anymore. They're robots. You've got robots from all over the world attacking the Jews. And these Jews from Judea and Samaria are so naive, they don't believe that a war, a genuine war, killing their leaders off, is taking place, and it's in full swing right now, and they don't believe it. Their reaction, as I told you, let's start a safe driving campaign.
It really is rather ridiculous, but no more ridiculous than so many of the things that are going on here in the United States today. And they're playing the same games with the minds of the Israeli people that they're playing here in the United States.
No, the Israeli people can get wiped out. We're talking about a date that's in the very, very near future. And there's going to be an attack that the sheer size of the United States prevents. Israel is very small. The people only live mostly in the top one-third of the country. The Negev is barren. Israel is going to be smashed to death. And this is just not properly understood, that the Arabs are now in full agreement that Israel goes now. Now, this stuff with Iran, I don't know what's really taking place, but I know that it's taking place hand-in-hand with the end of Israel. And I'm not precisely sure why, but people, this business about the Sabbateans, who were once Jews and have given it up and married into other faiths, and they run the CFR, these people don't care if Israel goes. Now, I'm going to talk to you about another side, what happens to them. There's a financial side to this, and you have to understand just how much the CFR controls the Israeli economy. They've got one really nasty son of a bitch named Stanley Fisher. He's the head of the Bank of Israel. He comes straight from the CFR and the World Bank. He was once head of the World Bank. His predecessor, Yaakov Frankel, came straight from the World Bank. Every policy of the CFR is funneled through Netanyahu, the finance minister. And nobody understands this connection going on, that Netanyahu is organizing in Israel that's going to crash. Right now, and this is true, you're going to be shocked by this, but it's true. The last anti-poverty report, government anti-poverty report in Israel, showed that 31% of Israeli children are malnourished. And we're not talking about the not obese. We're talking about malnourished. They don't even come to school with a jam sandwich. 31% of the country. That's another side to the destruction of Israel. And let me give you an example of how it was used in the past. When Begin just wouldn't get out of power, in 1984, they used the final answer on Begin. They pushed the inflation up to 600%. The people behind this were Mikhail Bruno. After he destroyed the Israeli economy, he moved to Geneva, where he worked for the World Bank, and the finance minister, Yoram Eridor, who dropped the duty on all products and set the country into a spending spree. He ended up the UN ambassador. This was all done by the World Bank. If they don't like you, they will destroy the economy. Now, Peres got reelected for 2 years. It was a tie in 1984. He comes into power, initiates stupid, nothing legislation to cure the economy. Within 1 month, the inflation dropped from 550% to 10% as soon as Peres got back in power. They run Israel in ways that people don't understand how badly the country is being run by the CFR. Now, I don't know, how much time do we have? I was thinking of really going to one other aspect.
Well, you've got about 6 minutes.
Perfect. Look, I've been talking about this business about Pollard and how Pollard was Iran-Contra. And I've been discussing this, that Pollard's information was taken in 1984 until November of 1985 when he was arrested by then Prime Minister of Israel, Shimon Peres, and he used it to blackmail the Bush-Reagan regime, and the information that Pollard gathered on the arms for hostages, a very small little operation, led to Iran-Contra. Now, the reason that Pollard got in so much trouble, and the Americans like Weinberger and Schultz, they were all connected to the Bechtel Corporation. Pollard also discovered that they were building a chemical warfare plant in Baghdad. And now the Iranians wanted Bechtel to build them a giant oil pipeline to Aqaba so they could avoid the blockaded Gulf, Persian Gulf. Peres blackmailed. He blackmailed Schultz. He blackmailed Weinberger. He said, we won't bomb it if you give us $700 million. $700 million to the Labor Party. Peres blackmailed Bush. But one person in America had to quit his job because of this blackmail. And he was Edwin Meese. He was your attorney general. He had to quit. This was known in America. And Abba Evan, he did a commission report blaming Peres for Jonathan Pollard. Peres slammed Evan and ruined his political career. It was the last time you ever heard of Abba Evan. And Peres made sure that he was never discovered for Pollard, because the person who stopped Pollard from entering the Israeli embassy in Washington was Eliakim Rubinstein. Peres made him the attorney general for one term after another to make sure he wasn't busted. Now, where did Iran-Contra lead? It certainly led to Pollard, but it led directly in a straight line to Oslo. Oslo was the Bush's revenge. When they got Rabin in power in 1992, June of 1992, and Bush got into power in November, the first meeting that Bush called was with Rabin, and Rabin admitted this to William Safire. He said Bush laid the law down. He said, you are going to negotiate with the PLO, and you are going to prepare your people for very painful sacrifices. Iran-Contra and Peres' blackmail of Bush, not Reagan. Reagan was already asleep at the wheel. They had tried to kill him. It's a different story, but he was very obedient. It was Bush. It led to Iran-Contra. And it was all going to come out because Peres hired, it's a long story, but Peres hired as his anti-terrorism advisor, Amiram Nir. And Amiram Nir decided that he was going to testify to the Lee Hamilton Committee on Iran-Contra. And Peres fired him, told him to clean out his desk. 3 days before he was supposed to fly to Washington from Mexico, Amiram Nir died in a small plane crash where everyone else survived. The murders behind Peres is unbelievable. But what we've got right now in Israel is a mafia syndicate. Now, I don't know who these so-called neocons of the CFR ever were, but I know that this business with Oslo was a direct result of Jonathan Pollard and Iran-Contra. And by the way, during that same period, the Americans forced Israel not to produce its new fighter plane, the Levee. There was a whole series of scandals where America suddenly went crazy against Israel. I mean crazy, where suddenly the Americans, led by Schultz, led by these people from Bechtel, Schultz and Weinberger, they were tearing Israel apart for Iran-Contra.
Right,
and that was Peres' scandal. Now, Rabin was involved in that. He was defense minister, and Abba Evan blamed him, let's say. Evan's blame was Peres 75%, and then Rabin Shamir the remainder. These people decided to get rid of Israel. They had it. Pollard was the end of the line. These ridiculous marches for Pollard, where nobody knows how serious the case it is, why the man is sitting in prison. They cannot figure out that Pollard led to the end of Israel. Something nobody wants to admit in Israel. Now, this is not an easy topic, and you need a historian to verify all the names and dates. I can only do the general stuff, but I did it in a book you'll never find. It was called The Fall of Israel. It was my first book. It was a fancy book. It was put up by Canongate Publishers of Edinburgh, Scotland, It made the lead review of The Economist, amongst many other major magazines in the British Isles. This book outlined where Pollard went to Iran-Contra and how it went to the cancellation of the levee and how they decided we've had enough of this Israel. We're going to put an end to them. Later on, when Israel falls, they're talking crazy dates now, like April 6th, I've heard that date being used as the big attack on Israel and Iran. The fact is, if anyone ever sorts this stuff out, these radio shows we're doing are providing a source of information about who brought down Israel and why it was brought down. And folks, that Bush family is really, really determined to put an end to Israel. And by the way, James Baker, you know for a fact he promised the Arabs that we'll get rid of Israel. We're going to work on it from here on in. We have to make the Israeli people stupid. It'll take 10, 12 years. We'll get rid of Israel.
We're out of time. We're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making...
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
there will give serious consideration to helping Radio Liberty as we reach out across America 5 hours every day, and you can become part of the Radio Liberty family simply by taking our newsletter, getting our tapes, and for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes or CDs, and you get our newsletter, and of course, we'll appreciate any help we can get from you, because we need to get this information out, and we need to keep the network that we have intact. Now, the next thing, certainly we're urging people, begin making preparations. We do not know when the war is going to begin in the Middle East, but could have disastrous effects in, with gasoline at $5, $6, $7 a gallon, and the impact on our economy, the impact upon distribution, the ability of you to get the goods that you need, even on our food production, could be disastrous. So if you've not yet made arrangements to have your long-term food storage products, if you have a catalog, go ahead and give us a call and get your order in, but don't put it off. If you don't have a catalog, you'd like a health food or a long-term storage food catalog, give us a call. And you, if you need Mylar bags, if you need, barrels, if you need pumps, if you need the filtration equipment, think of the things you need. You need food, you need water, you need shelter, you need the things, the medical products. You need to have vitamins and minerals. If you have a doctor, you have a medical problem, lay in advance and go to your doctor and just tell them you're concerned. You would like to have a large supply of these various products on hand. To look after yourself if you can't get them to regular channels. Am I trying to suggest that people really need to do something and they need to do it right away? Yes, I believe this is with a sense of urgency I haven't felt in the last 44 years that I've been involved in this battle. Don't put it off. If you want information, our telephone number 1-800-544-8927. Get the things that you would need to look after yourself and your family, because believe me, you know, they're not making any preparation for the public. They're making for the elite, but not for the public. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We have the book, you know, Making the Best of Basics. Don't get caught with your pantry down. If you actually put in a large supply of, for a large order for food and you ask for a free copy of Don't Get Caught With Your Pantry Down, we'll get that to you. You need to have these things readily available. Igor Shafid's book, Inside the Red Zone, has a list of the things that you can buy at the local drugstore you would need in case of a biological or a nuclear or chemical attack. You need to make your preparations now, and then, of course, you need to begin preparing spiritually. And we're offering several books we think will help you better to understand how you should look at this from a spiritual point of view. Corey Ten Boom's book, The Hiding Place. If you haven't read it recently, you need to get it. The book, 90 Minutes in Heaven by Don Piper. We think it's an excellent book. Then, of course, you need to understand the spiritual implications of what's going on. And, of course, my talk or DVD on the Brotherhood of Darkness. But even more than that, our new video, it's available now, Forbidden Secret. That's the Forbidden Secret. It's available on DVD, and it will give you an excellent overview of exactly what's going on. You can get the syllabus with it. It's called Immigration Invasion. That's the Immigration Invasion. And if you get the two of them together, why, you get a $5 discount. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and then pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we're on the front line of this truly spiritual battle.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. The views of our guests, and, well, today, why you're going to be the guest, because we're going to do an open lines program. We don't usually do that. Sometimes we do it when the guest doesn't show up, but we thought we'd do this today, since I ordinarily do an open lines program this evening, but Dr. Dennis Cuddy's going to be doing the program tonight in my slot. So we're going to have open lines now, and if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I'd like you to stay on topic. We're going to talk about what do you think is really going on in the Middle East today, and what's going on in the Near East today, and how is it going to impact upon your life and the lives of the people here in this country. Now, this really is based upon my February newsletter, which is just going out, it'll be going out in the next couple of days. And I'd intended, of course, in my February newsletter to continue my discussion of population control, the fact that they have actively been suppressing effective treatments for cancer for many years, and millions of people have died horrible, long, prolonged, and painful deaths here in America because effective treatments have been suppressed for over 50 years. And of course, our January newsletter included a copy of the Fitzgerald Report. And if you haven't been to our website at RadioLiberty.com, the Fitzgerald Report is posted there. We want you to pull it down because nobody had seen this copy of this in so many years. Not even the National Health Federation did not have a copy of the Fitzgerald Report, and we were able to track it down because one of our listeners asked for it, and I think you'll find it fascinating what they were saying in 1953 about the active suppression of treatments for cancer. However, the situation and the deteriorating situation in the Middle East caused me to put that subject off, and we'll have to explore the fact that there have been effective treatments for cancer that have been suppressed for many years, so we could talk about what's going on in the Middle East. And the question I would ask, of course, is why is the Bush administration considering a preemptive attack on Iran when thousands of American soldiers are engaged in a no-win war in Afghanistan? There are 160,000 American soldiers who are engaged certainly in a civil war in Iraq. We've been in Afghanistan over 5.5 years. We've been in Iraq certainly over 4 years now. And we're certainly, things are getting worse. They're not getting any better. So why would anybody in their right mind considering expanding the war in the Middle East? If you look at what's going on in the Middle East from a logical point of view, it really doesn't make sense. I mean, why would you want, of course, to spend more money over there? We're having a terrible time, you know, economically. I mean, our overall real debt, according to the General Accounting Office, is over $50 trillion. And if you listen to the discussions that Mr. David Walker, who is the CEO of the General Accounting Office, he will tell you you're bankrupt. So why in heaven's name would we be considering taking on more debt? We've already spent, you know, over $400 billion on the war with Iraq, according to Joseph Stiglitz, Dr. Joseph Stiglitz. He figures the war in Iraq and Afghanistan is going to cost us somewhere between $1 and $2 trillion by the time we get through taking care of the veterans. So why would we want to expand the war in the Middle East? And we'll be back in just a moment here to get your thoughts on that. Give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And this afternoon we're going to do something a little different. I thought we'd have an open line program, and we would try to get your thoughts on the coming war in the Middle East and the expansion of the war in the Middle East. Now, I would point out that the American people do not want to expand the war in the Middle East. The Iranian people certainly don't want to have a war with America. And yet so many of the things that are going on today, if you look at them from a logical point of view, just don't make any sense. And so if they don't make any sense from a logical point of view, is there any sort of an explanation? Now, if you'd like, of course, to participate, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have heard my explanation, which we have given on one or two occasions, and which is covered in our February newsletter, which will be available on the Internet very shortly, and, of course, if you subscribe, you'll be getting a copy of the February newsletter. Give away my thoughts on this right away, although at the end of the program you're welcome to call in. You can disagree with me if you want to, but we're simply pointing out that what's going on doesn't make sense. So the people in Congress don't want to expand the war in the Middle East, although the recent military appropriations legislation controversial because it basically said, well, you've got to start pulling out the combat troops by November of the year 2008. That's a year and a half from now. Why, if you're going to pull out, why want to wait another year and a half? And not only that, but the Senate part of it was non-binding. In other words, it really didn't mean anything, and we'll have to see how it comes out of negotiations. The president said he will veto the bill if there's something there that says he has to pull our troops out in a year and a half. But there was a stipulation, an amendment to the defense appropriations legislation that was just passed the House a couple of days ago that said that the president could not go to war with Iran without the permission of Congress. And they took out that amendment. Why should we give the president carte blanche to go to war with Iran? Who among our listening audience really wants to expand the war in the Middle East? I'm sure there are a few people who do. There are a few fanatical people who feel that somehow we're doing God's work by bringing about Armageddon, but do you really want to do that? Well, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is going to be a call-in program on the subject of how do you feel about expanding the war in the Middle East. And, of course, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And certainly, from a logical point of view, I asked the question, we've been fighting in Iraq for over 4 years now, and things seem to be going from bad to worse. We've been fighting in Afghanistan for almost 5.5 years, and things are going from bad to worse. Why would we logically want to expand the war in the Middle East? And yet, of course, that's exactly what we're doing. We've moved the Eisenhower Air Force Task Force, Carrier Strike Force into the Persian Gulf. Just yesterday, the John Stennis Naval Task Force arrived. That's the carrier and about 8 to 10 ships to go with us. They don't mention, but the Boxer is there as well. The Boxer had previously been retired. It's an aircraft carrier, but it's been refurbished and brought back in service. And, of course, it has about 7 or 8 ships along with that, as well as a large contingent of Marines that can be put ashore at any time. We find that the administration has brought a number of, I think, 600 Patriot missiles. They've stationed them there on the Iraq-Iran border. Now, why would you bring in Patriot missiles? You're certainly not going to use them against insurgents. I mean, they're surface-to-air missiles. And the only reason you'd use them is you're anticipating a missile strike from Iran and you're bringing them in to protect our forces there. The government of the United Arab Emirates has announced that If the United States attacks Iran, because they are anticipating that, why we will not be able to use any bases in their country. Pakistan made that announcement yesterday. In other words, if the United States attacks Iran, we cannot use bases in their country. Russian intelligence within the last 48 hours has announced that the United States is amassing troops on the border with Iran. And of course, some of their advisors, military advisors, are talking about a war, certainly a world war, a clash of civilizations, mimicking, of course, some of the wording in Samuel Huntington's classic articles in Foreign Affairs magazine, in a book he wrote called The Clash of Civilizations, and this is what the Russians are warning against. Now, a lot of things are happening that just don't make sense. I mean, if Russia was really against America going to war in the Middle East, why did both Russia and China agree to increasing sanctions against Iran to have them stop enriching uranium? The CIA, and we have all the documentation on this, the CIA said Iran will not have a nuclear weapon or be able to produce a nuclear weapon for 5 to 10 years. Those people who want us to go to war are yelling and screaming, oh, we're under attack. Iran is developing intercontinental ballistic missiles so she can attack Washington, D.C., and New York, and Paris, and Berlin. And well, those are the same people who were yelling the same thing and screaming the same thing to try to get us to go to war with Iraq. And I do not believe they're being realistic or honest with us, but they're creating a war hysteria. But be that as it may, why did both Russia and China go along with the United States effort to, of course, bring sanctions on Iran through the United Nations? I mean, I would think that if they didn't want us to go to war with Iran, they would have just said, no way, we're not going to go ahead and allow you to do that. We're not going to allow you to go ahead and to put sanctions on Iran. That's an act of war. We will simply veto that. We're part of the Security Council, and we can veto it. But they didn't veto it. That's the amazing thing. It's almost as if Russia and China want America to go to war with Iran. In fact, there are some people who suggest that maybe the Russians and the Chinese would love to fight to the last American soldier in the Middle East, just exactly as we did everything we could to draw the Soviets into a senseless war in Afghanistan. Would this be a suitable revenge to draw us into a senseless war in the Middle East? Is that what the Russians are really up to? And then why is President Ahmadinejad, the little fellow who looks like he came from Central Casting, that he was actually recruited for the job he's doing because, believe me, the Iranian people do not want to go to war. The American people, with very, very few exceptions, do not want to expand the war in the Middle East. And yet, of course, President Ahmadinejad is going around shaking his fist in the air. It almost looks like a communist salute if you've seen him. And of course, going over to visit the Marxist, Hugo Chavez, who's such a good friend of Fidel Castro, in South America, and then visiting all the Marxists. People there, Morales in Bolivia, and of course Lula in Brazil, and the new president of Ecuador is a Marxist, and establishing all these alliances with the Marxist countries, and going and establishing alliances with the Sudan, and then Ahmadinejad is talking about wiping Israel off the face of the earth. He's talking about destroying the West. He's talking about, the danger to Europe as things are going. He says that there is no Holocaust. Why would he be making all these stupid statements at the time of increasing tension? And then, to top all of this off, why in heaven's name would the Iranian government have seized a small British patrol boat and the 15 sailors on board and be holding them at the present time? It's almost as if the Iranians are anxious to bring about an attack, or to give the Americans a justification for attacking Iran at this time in history, and why at this time in history? Why not 5 years from now, if they're really trying to build a nuclear weapon? Or why not 5 years ago? Why at this time in history are these things happening? Well, we'd like to know what you think out there. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are entering the most serious times that you have ever lived through, and I say that with all sincerity. Well, let's go to Mike, who's calling. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, if you've heard my explanation, please don't bring that up. But we'd like your thoughts on what's going on. So, Mike, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I can only halfway hear what you're saying, something with the connection. But you asked a really tough question that makes everybody scratch their head. How could we logically go to war? Right? Is that your question?
Absolutely. Why? Yeah. And why is it that our leaders go to war? And why is it that George Bush has said he doesn't care what the American people think? He doesn't care what the Congress thinks. If simply Laura and his dog agree with him, he's going to do what he thinks is right because he is in charge. And I don't think that the Constitution allows him to do that. We did not elect a king or an emperor. We elected somebody to execute the laws that are passed by the Congress, by our duly elected representatives. And I think most people do not want to expand the war in the Middle East even more. And, of course, we don't have the money. We don't want to get more people killed. And when you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end. Any more than when we attacked Iraq, we anticipated that we would be where we are today. Or maybe we did anticipate where we are today, and maybe that's exactly what somebody wanted. That's a terrible thing to think of, but, well, I could almost make a case for that. But what are your thoughts, Mike?
Well, hopefully, if Hillary gets in, she'll at least consult Eleanor.
All right, fine. But the thing is that we've got 2 years to go before Hillary will become the president.
I think the war is going to be here that long. But if there is any logic behind the whole thing, I think the only thing we can assume is that it's satanic logic.
Satanic logic. And what would be the satanic logic?
Well, chaos.
All right, fine. So you think that maybe they're doing this to create chaos?
Yeah, and bloodlust.
All right, fine. Anything else you'd like to say? All right.
You can't go wrong letting your imagination run wild towards evil in a case like this.
All right, fine.
They're trying so hard to establish some kind of a reason that would be at least legitimate in the public eye, and they can't find one. They can't establish any kind of a reason that'll give them, like, they sort of pulled it off with the Iraq invasion, and they've been blown out of the water on that one, and now they're trying to avoid having the same problem hit them in the face about Iran. So, they're going to fabricate something.
All right, fine. Thank you so very much, Mike. I appreciate your input. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd like to know what you think. Can you make any sense out of what's going on today? Well, of course, there's a great deal of information out there. Certainly one of the most interesting articles I've read in a long time was written by Seymour Hersh, who's probably one of the few really investigative reporters we still have today. And in the March 5th or 7th issue of the New Yorker magazine, you'll find this up there, an article by Seymour Hersh, when he actually quotes a high-ranking government employee who told him, "We are in a program to enhance the Sunni capability to resist a Shiite influence, and we're spreading money around just as much as we can. The problem was that so much of the money always gets in more pockets than you can think of it will. We're financing a lot of bad guys with the same serious potential unintended consequences." This last week I saw an interview with a congresswoman back in Washington, D.C., who talks about the militias. Do you know we have 100,000 contractors? 100,000 contractors there. Nobody knows who's paying them. Nobody knows what they're doing. Many of them are involved in combat conditions. And our elected representatives have no idea what's really going on. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we're going to just see how an open line program goes.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Trying to frighten the Iranians, and are we trying to get the people of Iran to overthrow the government there because they don't want war? Nobody in Iran wants a war other than a handful of mullahs and this fellow Ahmadinejad, who looks like he was picked from central casting and put into the position where he is today. As happens with so many of the rulers throughout the world, they're actually handpicked by people working behind the scenes. And they play a part on the world stage. Well, certainly the American people don't want a war. The Iranian people don't want a war. Are we going to expand the war in the Middle East? What impact will it have on America? What impact will it have on our economy? What impact will it have on you and the price of oil? and your jobs. Well, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we have Rick calling in from Texas. Hi, Rick. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was interested in getting what you... I didn't get the whole story of what you... You said that Russia and China said they wouldn't do anything.
No, what I said was, of course, they actually voted with the United States in the United Nations to apply sanctions to Iran. And you would think if they did not want this this crisis to continue, they would have simply vetoed it and saying, no way, Iran's not going to be able to get nuclear weapons for another 5 to 10 years. We don't want to put sanctions on. That's an act of war. And instead, they're going right along as if egging America on into this conflict and the expanding the conflict in the Middle East. On one hand, where some Russian leaders are talking about, we may well be seeing the clash of civilizations and plunging the world into World War III. This is what they're saying. They're saying this within the last 24 to 48 hours. So I'd like to know what you think, Rick. Do you think this is something we should be worried about? Do you think it's a lot of bluster? Or do you think this could lead to serious consequences for the people of Iran, Iraq, and the people here in the United States?
I think if that's the case, if they're actually giving us the go-ahead, then this is like the worst news I've heard in a long, long time, because if they want us to invade that, it can only be for one reason. That's to retaliate.
Well, I would think, of course, that certainly I have often said I'm sure the Russians and the Chinese would love to fight to the last American soldier in the Middle East.
That's it.
Just like, of course, we, of course, encouraged the Russians to get involved in Afghanistan, the Soviets to get involved in Afghanistan, and then we slaughtered their troops. We financed the slaughter them. We hired the Mujahideen and supplied them with weapons and shoulder-air missiles. And the things of war, and with our friends the Saudis and Pakistanis, we killed tens of thousands of Russians. Would the Russians want to retaliate and encourage us to expand the war in the Middle East? And should we do it, or should we simply back away? And why is the Bush administration so intent upon expanding the war in the Middle East? Or are they? Is it possible that they're just trying to frighten the Iranian people into rising up and overthrowing their government? And are the Iranian people really capable of overthrowing the government? Because, of course, the Mullahs have a very effective police force, and they're spying on everybody, just like they're doing here in America, where we have all sorts of informants and all sorts of means of tracking every American, of course, in the name of fighting that wicked Osama bin Laden, who's living in a cave in Pakistan. But we can't let him take away our freedom. That's why we've got, of course, to have a virtually a police state here, so we can watch what everybody's doing.
Well, the problem, that's terrible. If Russia and China are saying they're not going to do any, if you said they voted for
sanctions. They voted
and
for sanctions.
Don't they do business? Isn't Russia like doing some nuclear power business with Iran? So why would they vote against their own interests? Isn't that true? I mean,
yeah, you're absolutely right. So many of the things going on, Rick, do not make sense. Why would
terrible.
They? And certainly the Russians are building a nuclear power plant over there in Iran.
So they're going to vote against their own industry? I mean, there's got to be a bigger plan. You said just in the last 24 to 48 hours, they've been talking about this could be the start of a clash of civilizations, meaning the clash between, fascism and socialism? Is that what they're talking about?
They're talking about, really, of course, the clash of civilizations really between Western world and the Muslim world. Uh-huh. This was a phrase that Samuel Huntington had actually coined, and you can go up on the Internet if you have access to it and get his article, The Clash of Civilizations. He wrote a book by that title. He actually wrote an article that appeared in Foreign Affairs. And he is a professor of history at Harvard University. He is, of course, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's one of the elite who runs the world. And he seems to be worried about it. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest right now, we have Rick calling in from Texas, and if you're out there across America and you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, and of course Rick is calling from Texas and was a little surprised to hear that the Russians, of course, on one hand, have voted to go along with the America about sanctions on Iran, and on the other hand, of course, as Rick is pointing out, they're really voting against their own interests because they have a great deal of trade with Iran. They actually have a contract to build a nuclear power plant for Iran, and of course, this was almost built. In fact, they were actually ready to give Iran the enriched uranium rod so they could actually begin to fuel and start up this plant. And Vic is saying it doesn't make any sense. They're voting against their own economic interests. And I agreed with them totally. What is going on in the Middle East really doesn't make sense. Go ahead, Vic.
Now, I just have one more thing that I found interesting. It goes back to Pearl Harbor. You know what the Japanese secret code to get the ambassadors out and the public officials out before Pearl Harbor was, it was called, they used their radio, and it was east wind rains. And
right.
When they heard east wind rains, they knew, you know, they had a certain amount of time to get out because they knew that the Pearl Harbor attack was on. Well, right. Guess what the name of the Soviet Topol M27 missile that they're selling to China. They're selling their top. I got that off Joel Skousen's website. They're selling their top nuclear warhead to China, or the missile to deliver it rather. And guess what the Chinese are calling it? Just take a wild, wild guess what the Chinese are calling it.
Well, I think they call it East Wind Rain, something like that.
They're calling it East Wind.
All right, fine. Anything else you'd like to say before I let you go, Rick?
Well, it's in the Bible has a prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 27 about Tyre, and it says the east wind has broken you in the midst of the sea, and I just think it's all getting too close right now. I mean, when you have Russia and China voting against their own interests, something bigger's afoot. And
of course, what I would suggest is you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, and you almost see that. All these countries coming against Israel, and believe me, everything is in place to move against Israel. And I believe there's going to be a disastrous consequences to American foreign policy, which is intent upon destroying Israel, contrary to what most Christians think. Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, Dr. King.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we've got Dave calling from South Carolina, and we've simply been talking about the fact that the Russians and the Chinese both voted to support America's, the United States, effort to put sanctions on Russia within the, put sanctions on Iran within this last week, which in many respects just doesn't make sense, because certainly China has, I think, $15 billion in contracts with Iran to buy oil and natural gas from them and to build a pipeline there. And, of course, Russia has been supplying weapons to Iran. They've supplied most of the weapons then that Iran has actually sent on the Hezbollah and is sending to Hamas as well. Russia, of course, is building a nuclear power plant for Iran. Russia is doing everything they can to build close relationships with Iran. So why would they side with the United States against Iran on one hand, and then beginning to warn that America is about to plunge the world into chaos, and even talking about this coming clash of civilizations? Well, let's go to Dave in South Carolina, and again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and I'd like to know what you think about what's going on. Do you think we're going to have a massive expansion of the war? What impact will it have in the Middle East? What impact will it have in the Islamic world? What impact will it have on America? Go ahead, Dave. I'd like your thoughts.
Dr. Stan, hey, it's great to talk to you. I like the program. I try to listen to it as much as possible.
Good.
I bullet-pointed this so we could run through it real quick, but I've got several things that come to mind about this. The first thing is that, of course, we have the you know, Stennis, the Boxers, the Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, the carrier groups, they've all, you know, Ronald Reagan just left a few weeks ago. I'm not sure if it's in there yet, but...
No, it hasn't arrived there yet, although there is talk. Well, one of the things is that they're sending two more carrier groups to the Gulf, the Persian Gulf. Supposedly,
wow.
Then to rotate the Eisenhower and the John Stennis home. But, of course, the fear of our military is they're going to leave the two there, and we'll have two there and add two more. And a number of our military generals and admirals have said they're going to quit. They're going to resign the commission if they take us into this insane war. So
exactly.
The military is really, really concerned about this.
They're worried about the fact that, this is almost half, this is what I heard on the mainstream news the other day, that almost half of the active duty brigades that we have are involved in the Gulf region somewhere.
Right.
The Marine and Army.
Right.
So we've got essentially half of all of our armed forces involved in this small area of the world. Well, not exactly small, but very important, but, you know, regional part of the world. And these guys, these generals and everybody, they're not wanting to wind up like Custer at Little Bighorn or on Paulus at Stalingrad, you know, which effectively destroyed armies, you know, and these countries never recovered from them. And actually, people tend to forget about the Battle of Kursk, in which the German army really was broken.
And of course, why would we put all of our naval forces, or almost half of our naval forces, in such a small area, where there'd be such an easy target? Why would you do something like that?
I do have an idea about that.
All right, you give us your idea.
Well, the thing about it is you know, it's there's been a build-up for quite a long time, is that there's essentially one world power left. And according to lots of things, the history of the, I guess, the New World Order people. By the way, great films you made and stuff, too. I appreciate that. But some of the things that they've always engineered was to get everybody involved in a massive war in which the powers are broken down. So it's essentially, the way I see it is to destroy our military capability, to lay us prostrate, you know. And then, of course, we have an immigration invasion, which might become a revolution here. We've got no one left here to, you know, really resist that. And then, of course, Russia and China, seems like they're baiting us. They're...
Why would George Bush do this sort of thing? I mean, why would the leaders in Congress not have the courage to stand up and say, you can't go to war in Iran without our permission? They had that as an amendment to the Military Appropriations Bill, and they took it out. In other words, they gave President Bush permission to go to war with Iran without their having any say in it. Why would Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, who's been such an opponent of the war in Iran, the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, why would she have done something like that?
Well, you know, essentially our Congress has become the Senate that was under Caesar, you know, at one time. They are effectively just a figurehead organization as far as foreign policy goes, at least. They get up and, you know, beat their chest and say, you know, make a big fuss about things, but essentially... this guy, he gets everything he wants.
Yeah, you're absolutely
does whatever he wants.
Okay, so you think that maybe we're doing this to destroy our military?
Well, I think we aren't, of course, but the people who are in charge of the way things really work, at, you know, CFR and places like that.
I think
want to break our military. They do. They've been wanting to do that for a while.
And I think that people have to understand that, you know, right now when a ship gets to be 30, 35 years old, you know, instead of, you know, going ahead and putting it to mothballs in case we need it sometime future, they take it out and sink it.
Exactly.
They use it for target practice.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you put those aside in case we need them at some time in the future?
Yeah.
Why would you spend so much money building these expensive ships and then destroy them?
Well, you know, also, it's going to be, for the Russians, if it comes to it, a good test for their new weapon systems, because Iran is equipped with, if I'm not mistaken, the Sunburn, the Onyx, I don't know if they got the Yakants or not, but
well, they have
many defensive systems that can take out.
The Sunburn apparently is some sort of a torpedo that can just skip across the top of the body. I think it goes up in the air and it comes down right in the middle of the cruiser, and it'll take out a cruiser, and you'll put those on a little tiny patrol boat. And they've done studies, you know, war games over there in the Persian Gulf, pretending that they were under attack. And they found that the in a confrontation with these little patrol boats, they'd take out our cruisers. There's no place for these big ships to maneuver there in the Persian Gulf. So why would you have at least three aircraft carriers there now and maybe bring in another couple of them?
Well, logically, I think they're going to want us to really get, they're going to let at least one of them go down. And that way we're going to get really upset and say, uh-oh, it's time for the big, we're going to actually have a, maybe the draft come back or anything like that. You know, a war footing for real like we had in World War II. You know, at this time, you know, we're just partially putting all our resources into it, though a lot of it, but we're still not, you know, on a war footing here at home, for instance.
But, of course, if we lost one of our carriers over there, a couple of our carriers, we'd go onto a war footing, and the entire American people would be behind it. Would you agree with that?
If we lost several thousand of our sailors and Marines on a carrier or and all those ships and planes, all, you know, that, oh, yeah. No doubt the American public would have a fit.
And of course, they wouldn't blame our leaders. They'd blame, of course, those terrible Iranians.
Exactly.
That we're going to have to kill a lot of them to make, you know, to get back
out
there.
They might get to practice their little mini nukes on them.
Right. Anything else you'd like to say, Dave?
Well, again, I really appreciate your show. And I was speaking with your person earlier. I heard you offered a catalog there, and I was going to find out about that when the show's over.
All right, fine. Well, I'll just put you on hold. We'll let you go ahead and talk to our producer, and she'll be sure you get one. You hang on there.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And right now, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Here in the Central Coast of California is 464-8295. I'm asking our producer to pick up David. Find me Dave in South Carolina. And let's go to Bart, who's calling us from Nebraska. Hi, Bart. How are you doing?
Doing good. Hey, I think China and Russia might kind of be doing a rope-a-dope on us.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Oh, they let you throw all your punches. They let you wear out your army, use up your supplies, deplete your ammunition, wear out the morale, just wear your army to a total frazzle, and then pounce on it, you know? I just kind of sit back and let us wear ourselves out and do half the damage ourselves.
Like of course, like they did in South Vietnam, and like that, of course, we retaliated by doing the same thing to them in Afghanistan, and now they're going to do the same thing to us in Iran. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, rope-a-dope's a phrase from Muhammad Ali's boxing days. He'd let him punch him out. He'd let him punch while he rested, and then he'd just pounce on him. So that's kind of what I think there. And I think Russia and China have probably told Iran, you know, go ahead and agitate a little. We've got your back. I think we are just walking into a real bad deal over there.
Well, of course, but this is what the Russians told Saddam Hussein. I mean, the Russians were backing Saddam Hussein both during the first Gulf War and the second Gulf War. They were the major source of his weapon supplies. They had their technicians over there, and they were telling Saddam, you go right ahead, you know, we've got you covered in the back. And then, of course, you remember how well they covered him when the Americans moved in.
No, they were gone. And one other thing, once you get control of those oil fields, you have to keep control of those oil fields. I think you can buy that oil cheaper than you can fight for it in the long run.
I think you can, too. And what right do we have to steal the Iraqi oil? This new contract they're trying to get passed over there takes away from the people of Iraq by military force their oil. And we say, oh, we're here to help you. We're here to establish democracy. We want you to be free. And why do you think the Iraqis, so many of them, are fighting us? Because we're occupying their country, because we're stealing their oil. And I don't know how any American can justify that in the name of, oh, my goodness, if we leave, there's going to be chaos. There is chaos. And we precipitated it. We precipitated when Paul Bremer, on the 1st of May, 2003, dissolved the Iraqi army, the Iraqi police force, the Iraqi civil service, and closed down all government-run factories and threw 100,000 men out of work with no way, of course, to feed their families and their children. How could any intelligent individual, and Paul Bremer is a brilliant individual, how could any intelligent individual have done such a poor job? Unintentionally, and I believe Mr. Vremmer, who comes from the invisible government, the globalist, the Council on Foreign Relations, previously worked with Kissinger, Henry Kissinger, that great American patriot. And, of course, Paul Bremer brought all of this on, and everybody tries to justify it. Oh, it was just a mistake. Paul Bremer doesn't make mistakes. These people do not make mistakes. They're not stupid. Never sell them short. They know what they're doing. They've created the chaos, and we say now, oh, look at that chaos. Sucks. We just got to stay there. But we're financing the Shia militias. We're financing the Sunni militias. We're financing both sides. Certainly, who's funding al-Qaeda? And incidentally, there are only between about 1,300 and 2,000 al-Qaeda in all of Iraq. Most of the things that are going on over there are being carried out, number one, by the Sunnis, who feel we're occupying their country, and 91% of the Sunnis want us to leave. But the other thing is, we've got 100,000 contractors over there. These are private individuals, and we don't know who's paying them. Many of them are involved in combat activities. We don't know what they're doing. And how much of the terrorist activity we're seeing over there is being carried out by these private contractors who work for Blackwater and the other companies? We don't know, and the members of Congress don't know. But this is a CIA-run war. Just as Vietnam was a CIA-run war, we've got our soldiers there, but the real power is being wielded by people working behind the scenes, and the average American doesn't understand that. This is the tragedy.
Bottom line for me is I'm afraid we're walking into a trap that we will never get out of, never repair the damage from it. Like you said earlier, these are some scary times, and they really are.
Well, I think all we could do, of course, is understand that there's spiritual forces behind everything going on today. And that's, of course, what we're going to talk about. And we have a great new DVD out. It's called Forbidden Secret. And when you watch this, you'll understand the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years for just a time such as this. Hey, thanks very much for calling.
Hey, I really appreciate GCN. You guys are great. A lot of great info. And thanks for all the work you guys do.
God bless. Thanks very much.
Yep.
Well, let's go to Skip, who's on Kauai, the Garden Island of Hawaii. Sometimes I wish I was over there. Our telephone number, again, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Hi, Skip. How are you doing? Hi, Skip. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Aloha. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Hey, I really appreciate your show and all the other ones on GCN. It really is doing us an enormous favor.
Well, fine. Well, what are your thoughts about the thing, the question we're asking? What are we doing
over
there?
The whole Iranian thing. Well, there's a couple more things about that. Of course, China has been paying for Iranian oil with euros for a while now.
Right.
And which makes our currency more and more worthless as more people jump on the euro for oil bandwagon.
But, of course, Skip, what we're doing is forcing them to do that because we're telling our banks not to deal with them. And if they can't deal in dollars with our banks, they have no alternative other than to go to the euro.
That's right. The Iranian oil exchange, that's probably part of why that this criminal government would go in there is to stop that trading in euros to try and protect our dollar.
Amen. Okay, fine. So you think that we will probably then attack Iran because we wanted to protect our currency?
Oh, Cheney is drooling about going into Iran. He probably has dreams at night about it.
Oh, right. Well, certainly, Mr. Cheney, what most people don't understand is Cheney is part of the globalist elite who run the world.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
He comes from the Trilateral Commission. He's been a member for a long time. And this is a very, very small elite
and
group.
The Bilderbergers and all of those.
And, of course, when he resigned from the Trilateral Commission, because you have to when you go into government, who do you think took his place? A woman named Lynn Cheney, his wife. So,
isn't that interesting?
So
anyway, going into Iraq canceled the Chinese oil contracts that they had with Iraq, and I think that's probably going to be part of what happens with the Iranian thing if they are so stupid as to go in there.
Well, I think that everything would suggest that this is what's going to happen. But it's totally illogical. We don't have the men to do it. And you say, well, we're just going to use our Air Force. And yet, certainly the Boxer contingent, the Boxer Strike Force, has a large number of Marines there. And, of course, the latest report that just came out today was they're massing forces along the Iranian border.
On the Afghanistan side, yeah, they are.
Right, so...
And the thing about sinking a carrier is, which of George's buddies do you suppose would make an awful lot of money for having to build new carriers? Because we have enough now, and they're not building any.
Well, I think that we are in terrible trouble, but the trouble is, Skip, we don't have the money. I mean, we are a bankrupt nation. And, of course, it's in all history where a nation has kept spending money on its military and fighting senseless wars where that nation has not been destroyed. Hey, Skip, thanks very much for coming.
Mahalo Nui Loa, and keep up the good work.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Aloha.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we have time for one more call if somebody's out there would like.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Basically, I'm not smart enough to know what's going on, but I would simply point out that the people who are on the other side, there is another side. We tell you all about it in our latest, the DVD, Forbidden Secret. And, of course, we simply tell you what, here in our February newsletter, what Alice Bailey, who was a Luciferian, wrote in her book. And she said, you know, there are certain areas of evil in the world today, which the forces of darkness can reach humanity. Judaism is old, obsolete, and separative, and has no true message for the spiritually minded, which cannot be better given by a newer faith. The Muslim faith has served its purpose, and all true Muslims await the coming of the Imam Mahdi, who will lead them to light and to a spiritual victory. The Christian faith also has served its purpose. Its founders seek to bring a new gospel and a new message that will enlighten all men everywhere. And then in her last book, her last major book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, writing about the Antichrist, she wrote this: "He is now waiting to descend. This descent into our unhappy world of men can present him with no alluring picture. From the quiet mountain retreat where he has awaited and guided and watched over humanity, and where he has trained his disciples, initiates, and the new group of world servants, he must come forth and take his place prominently on the world stage and take his part in the great drama which is there being played." Now, if you, of course, listen to George Herbert Walker Bush, he often referred to the New World Order. That was not his term. That was Alice Bailey's term. George Bush talked about 1,000 points of light, and most of misled people thought he was talking about a lot of people working a lot of places. No, that was the point of light was an Alice Bailey term. She was a Luciferian. Why was George Herbert Walker Bush using Alice Bailey's terminology in his speeches when he was the president? And why does George W. Bush talk about the angel in the whirlwind who's guiding this storm? And if you read it, George W. Bush's first inaugural address, why you'll find he uses that term not once but twice, and concludes his speech with, "The angel does ride in the whirlwind and direct this storm." And if you go to the Bible, you'll find it's the Lord, not the angel, who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. Well, we explain all of this, of course, in my new DVD. It's entitled Forbidden Secret. But let me recommend it to you. And, of course, my first DVD, entitled Brotherhood of Darkness. But you can get the DVD Forbidden Secret, and you get the syllabus that goes with that, called The Immigration Invasion. You get them together at a reduced cost. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and you can actually read the president's speeches, and you'll see where he talks about the fire in the minds of men, about how when our founding fathers declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. And what is that ancient hope? To bring about a world democracy. To bring about a world democracy. We're entering the most difficult times in our nation's history, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to be fiscally and financially and spiritually prepared for it. And so we hope you'll keep listening to our programs. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Seriously, consider getting the latest DVD, Forbidden Secret. And we will tell you the secret has been passed down for over 5,000 years by the mystery religions and the secret societies and the sages and the elect and the princes of darkness who work behind the scenes. You'll certainly want to get Chris Pinto's latest DVD as well, Riddles in Stone, which of course will take you into the secret architecture of our nation's capital. It's one of the most gripping DVDs you've ever seen, with interviews with leading Masons and certainly philosophers here in America. Well, our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America. Pray for our leaders, our ministers. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Correspondent Steve Hurst reports dozens of men have been gunned down in a Sunni neighborhood in Iraq near the Syrian border.
Right before dawn, Shiite militants and police who were enraged by two bombings northwestern town of Halafur yesterday went on a shooting rampage of revenge.
Two authors who claimed the Da Vinci Code infringed on their copyright have lost their appeal. With more on that story, here's correspondent Melissa Gray.
Three British appeals court judges have ruled that Da Vinci Code author Dan Brown did not copy large parts of an earlier book when writing his blockbuster novel. Two authors had sued Brown's publisher Random House, claiming Brown stole key ideas in central 1982 nonfiction book The Holy Blood and The Holy Grail. Both books deal with